You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
There. Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
You cannot stop at Ruhlman's Steakhouse today for lunch or dinner, but you can look forward to Wednesday when it reopens.
You can drive
to
by
the
and
public.
Get pictures,
yeah,
though,
you
right?
You could think about it longingly, thinking about Wednesday when it reopens back to the public.
Longingly.
Yeah, longingly. On Highway 6, the beautiful building.
What if all of a sudden they have to have a traffic cop out there to kind of shoo traffic along because people are driving by
we
slow?
We know it's a beautiful building. Move
getting,
along.
Doing
move
videos.
Along.
They're looking hoping, longingly.
Longingly. Yes. Hoping to see Phil come out, taking a break and coming outside. Is that Phil? Is that him? It's like when the Beatles were rolling back in the day.
It's kind of like that.
Yes, Phil is the Beatles.
What's your longingly face?
I don't know. I'm sure.
That's good.
Good job.
That's pretty good.
You're good at those faces.
Thank you. I work on my faces every day.
Those were good.
Thank you.
That was pretty good. That
well
was
done.
On God, you do them on call, too. You can't do it. I'm not asking you to do it.
No, I'm not
you kidding. Do that thing where you... The
wacky waving,
yeah.
Inflatable arm waving tube band like this.
Yeah.
That's the best thing he
ever does. Best thing he's ever done. Yeah. Gumby.
Yeah,
Gumby.
Yeah.
Yes. Good job, Gumby.
We had a tech. We had a tweet about that. Someone
we
saw.
Did. Someone's yeah.
It
someone
was in Kansas or something.
I think they yeah.
Oh, Jake, that's yeah. like your specialty.
Yeah.
What, Gumby.
What a skill that is, right?
Do that
there.
For Scotland when she's old enough.
Maybe I will. Ruhlman Steakhouse open Wednesday through Sunday, Highway 6 in Ashland. We have another firing in college football. Notre Dame just destroyed Arkansas.
Oh,
it was an absolute pummeling. 56-13, or is that the final? 56-13. Notre Dame just goes in and jackhammers Arkansas. Sam Pittman officially out of the job as the head coach of Arkansas, which now leaves us UCLA, Virginia Tech, Oklahoma State, and Arkansas, who have fired their coaches in the last 3 weeks in college.
Whoa.
Football. Big openings.
Is it safe to say it's never happened in the history?
I don't think so.
Four coaches fired this early, and all four of them, they're all Power Four jobs. Yeah. I mean, that's a weird, weird deal. There's several things with this. I give a lot of credit to Arkansas. So in the contract, he being Sam Pittman, is like two games over .500 for his career. If he gets fired when he's below .500, his buyout goes from 9-point-something million to 6-point-something million. So when they fired him, they gave him the bonus $3 million. He got the money.
Okay.
So he got the full amount. So that was very interesting. They, being Arkansas, because I thought it'd be an up and down game that Notre Dame would win, and Arkansas was horrible on offense, which has been very rare.
Yep.
And defensively, it was almost like they were playing with nine. Yep. It looked like they had nine guys out there. I wonder if they had yards per play. They had to get like had
quick.
To be like 10 yards per play. It was I've never seen anything that unreal in my life.
Now you lose at home 56-13, all bets are off on your job.
Well, yeah, what was it at halftime? It had to be 40 something at halftime.
It was bad. It was bad.
Yeah, it was up and
down. I mean, Notre Dame had 643 yards in that game.
And they shut it and obviously knowing their head coach, the last thing he did was try to run it up. He was probably just like, "Okay, what can we do to get out of here?" because they could have had 800 yards.
You're right, though. Beautiful stadium. Now, now you would say they're equipped, well-equipped at financially. You would be wrong on that.
They're
Hunter Yurecek, their AD. I didn't. This got by me on September.
This is 2 weeks ago. He did. I did this interview.
He said, "I think we're set up to win a national championship in men's basketball. We know we're set up to win a national championship in baseball, and several other sports. Football, where we are right now, we're not set up to win a national championship."
It's pretty bold.
That was
by the
AD. That was that like the.
There's like a touchdown club.
Touchdown club.
That's the AD say.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit, hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That's the AD saying we're not set up to be successful in football.
Right. He said I'll just be brutally honest with that, but I think we're set up to compete really well in the SEC. Mm-hmm. And then he gets into this whole thing with NIL, how you got to kind of subvert the rules now. You can't really follow the letter of the law if you're going to be good. You got to kind of take the back alley.
Yeah, that was kind of a shot at a lot of other teams. Probably didn't go over well. I don't know if that
you think so?
Yeah, probably didn't go over
well.
He
said Arkansas's athletics budget has $181 million budget compared to $300 million or more at other SEC schools.
Which is, again,
I have no idea.
So the shocking part is threefold. Tyson Chicken,
right.
Walmart, and J.B. Hunt.
Where is it?
They're all there.
Where's the money?
I mean, Walmart's worth what? They bought the Broncos.
They sure did.
They bought the Broncos. So if they could maybe buy the Arkansas team also.
What are we doing? Where is that money?
And that's so it's shocking. But I heard it again yesterday that on another show where they said, hey, listen, they do not have the money right now. They are not funded to be successful right now.
Now, the question I would ask you is this. Is that on the head coach?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. No, he even talked to – and if there's anybody could raise money, would be that head coach.
Because
there was not a lot of people like – no, we're not doing anything until Pittman's out of here.
Nope, he got five years.
They're like, how do we make Pittman successful here? How can we help him? So that job being open is – there also was something else I heard was interesting because a couple people said, that'll just be Petrino. Yeah, not so fast, I guess.
Bob Petrino?
Yeah. Yes.
Bobby.
There's a lot of discussion was that for him to even come back – I just heard this yesterday. Even him to come back as an assistant coach – was very dicey as far as just legalities. And basically they've said that he cannot be the head coach again.
So he's calling plays now.
He's calling plays. Now he's the interim head coach.
Right.
But I don't see him being the next head coach.
So who – now I got to confess something. I don't even read the fired stories anymore. I just go straight to the who are they saying is a candidate.
And I would say right now it's just made up. I don't know if anything's even real. And the people that are candidates are the ones that you're going to see. Jason Eck at New Mexico will be a real.
How about Gundy?
Be a real pen. No, not a fact.
Who's on the list?
Tulane Summerall.
Summerall.
Yeah, be a good one.
UTSA coach will be on the list. Those guys that have been coaching, been in the game, they've been through the stuff. Those are the guys. So there's going to be a trickle down effect. There's going to be 20 plus jobs.
Gundy
open.
Would be a horrendous hire. I hate to say that.
Well, when you're at the end, when you've done it that long, you have to have somebody that has the you know, that, like I said, that has the energy it takes to do this.
Can't do it. He's only 59, insane. But he I don't think he operates well in the NIL world. I like Sumrall. Sumrall seems like almost like I hate to say no brainer. Well, here's the thing with Sumrall. Would he wait for something better?
The SEC job is pretty good.
Something Arkansas better is a than pretty SEC. Good job.
I mean, come on.
Well, we just established that they're.
It's an SEC
he's
open.
He's probably
though.
Making a.
We just established that they're not capable of winning a national title.
He's probably making $900,000 right now. He'd make probably $7 to $9 million per.
I think he might make that jump.
I'm going to give it a shot. Right now, Vanderbilt is racing through people. And
somehow.
So it's Vanderbilt.
5-0.
Vanderbilt. Just
hey,
so you know.
Sip, Diego Pavia looks pretty good this year.
Oh, they're 5-0.
He looks really good. 5-0.
Yeah. So, is it a good job? I still think it is a because you can't tell me Mississippi State should have.
How about is Florida not going to open?
I don't know how it can open.
That will open,
except for it's still like 20-some million, I think. So it's a big number. But at some point in time, what do you do? Sometimes you have to say, "Hey, we've got to make a move." This is their one chance. Maybe this week they play Texas.
Is the LSU guy safe?
Oh yeah, he's safe.
Brian Kelly's safe.
But right, safe. Does this year what had to happen at LSU? They had to win it all.
Yeah,
not playoffs. They had to win it all.
So he'll survive. Yeah. But he'll just be under a heavy fire.
They were built to win it all this year. Can they? I mean, are they built to win it all right now? Do you think they're going to win it all?
No.
I mean, it doesn't look even remotely close. They can win it all.
They don't. It's disappointing. Yeah. Yeah.
When we come back, football facts on Bills Thrills and Song of the Day next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.